Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Six Rings Postgame Show on WEEI.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of demand there from Josh and myself, and I think he's responded to that as far as the leadership that he's had to show this offense. And you know, kept talking about he wants to earn it. Well, I mean, I've told him that he's earned it. And I think he doesn't like something in practice, then he gets it fixed. And if he wants a better Friday practice, then he talks about it before we go out there on Friday. And, you know, I think those guys respond to him and the things that he says and the way that he, you know, operates.
Patriots coach Mike Vrabel in victory from the podium that he used to visit. Well, actually never used to visit that one, but it was at the stadium that he used to visit frequently, where he head coached for 6 years, his first head coaching job in the NFL with the Tennessee Titans. Now he's back with the team. He says that he's very happy to be with the New England Patriots, talking about the value and importance of Josh McDaniels and the relationship that he has with Drake May. This is the Six Rings Postgame Show, 617-779-7937 if you want to send us a text or call in and talk about Drake May, Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel, today's game, or some of the things we've been discussing, like the Patriots' playoff chances. I don't know the exact odds yet, Andy. Do we have any of those websites that, you know, whenever they offer up numbers and they're in your favor, you and I love, but whenever they offer up numbers that we don't like, we call them bunk. Have any of them offered up a percentage chance of the Patriots making the playoffs?
I believe I saw it last. The Athletic had a very high number. The Athletic was up around 80%.
Wow.
Chance to make the playoffs. And I don't know their track record, and you know, you can compare it. Maybe we'll do a little research for that later in the week on the WEEI Afternoons program. Get to the what does ESPN call it? The FPI football something.
Power index.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Their chances are very high, and as I said, it continues to be a good double-edged sword. They are good. And their schedule is not, and in some ways got easier, not harder, and you don't know what the Ravens are going to be at whatever point, or the Bengals are going to be at whatever point. Like, you combine those two factors, and I'm going back to it. Now I thought about it during the break. You said it. You made it sound like more emphatic than it felt coming out of my own lips, but it'll be a disgusting disappointment if the New England Patriots do not make the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Yeah, we're talking playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what? By late in the year, forget like the little bit of nitpicking. Late in the year, we might be in like the real picking land where we're really, because then we're talking about, oh, this is the bleep that'll get you beat in a postseason game. And if you want to go, because we had the caller earlier. Oh, people have been comparing them to they're the Tennessee Jets. I've seen that a lot today. They're the Tennessee Jets. You don't get credit for it. Yes, you do. You beat the Bills, you get credit for it. You beat the Saints, you can only play the games. Stop me if you've heard this before.
Ah?
You can only play the games on your schedule, Fitzy.
Oh, that's a new one.
See, it's not like boxing or UFC where you can be like, I'm the number one contender. I want to get to fight that guy next week. Nope, you have a schedule. You play it. We had the caller. Talk to me when you do this against the Eagles or the Lions. Well, if you do it against the Eagles or the Lions, it'll be called the Super Bowl. It'll be in San Francisco. It'll have Bad Bunny at halftime unless George Strait is able to slide in the back
there. That's not going to happen. It's also it's also Santa Clara, which is like 50 miles outside
San
Francisco.
But
I know.
You say San Francisco.
That's just
Santa
like,
Clara doesn't have a team.
That's just like President Trump last week saying, like, I might take the World Cup out of Boston. And we were like, yeah, but it's in Foxborough, which is like 30 miles south of Boston. But
and I think he knows that. He's
geographical semantics. I know.
Unless he forgot, he is old.
You know, it is interesting also, too. And they sit at 5-2 right now. Yeah. However, they could just as easily come November 9th, depending on what time of day that is, because I could see the November 9th affair down in Tampa Bay being flexed to a sexier primetime position. It's a 1 o'clock game right now. But the Patriots could very well be. I mean, would it stun you if I said the Patriots were 5-5 on November 9th?
Yes, it would. Three-game losing streak? Yeah. Drake May is not going to allow you to lose to. So that would be the Falcons, the Browns, and the
Bucks.
The Bucks game. That is the third.
No, yeah. So the next three games, I think this is the toughest. I know this is the toughest stretch on the remainder of the schedule. Although, actually, if today's results, or at least the scores right now, bear out, maybe the schedule is going to be tougher. We should take a quick moment here before we get back to
a counter column. You should put this on WE. Patriots schedule tougher than you think? ? People will laugh at you.
No, or we could mention it tomorrow on the radio show, and then a video. I'll make it my 3-point stance.
Then I can laugh at you.
Actually, there we go. I'll make it my 3-point stance tomorrow. Then Brian Frazoco can surface it, and people can make fun of me on Twitter. And
will
Instagram.
They call you a racist like they've been doing to me for the last 4 days? Ask me what time the Klan meeting is.
Jeez, Louise. All right. Hopefully the cold never bothered you anyway, because it's time to let it go. All right, so next week, they play the Browns at home. Now, obviously the Browns don't have much of a dynamite offense. They have a decent running game going with the other Ohio State running back, and hopefully we didn't get the running back wrong this time, in Quinshon
Judkins. Again.
I know.
Is there
like
a little Sony Michel Chubb thing going on
please,
here?
Please don't let that be the case. I keep thinking about it every day. I was so excited about Sony Michel as well. Not as excited as I was about Travion Henderson, but
wrongest you've ever been.
Actually, that's not true at all.
But you were really high on Henderson. The whole world was but you
the
were
whole
higher
world,
than...
I was not alone. That ship
no,
was,
but
that
you were
ship
the wrongest.
Was packed tighter than the belly of the Mayflower, for God's sakes.
You know how that ended. Most of them died.
Yeah, I know. But enough of them survived to make this godforsaken nation, which I love. Easy, everybody. All right, game after that, Sunday, November 2nd, home against the Falcons. That might very well be a difficult game as well. So you got two tough ones with good. I'm just saying you got two tough home ones potentially against good defenses. Then you go on the road against the arguably best team in football, who should have more of their wide receivers back and healthy, Ibuka, Godwin, and especially Mike Evans back November 9th. That's a tough game. So you could be anywhere. You know, what would you say over these next three games? How many of those do you expect them to win?
Two.
So you think they win the two at home, then they lose?
I mean, that's my hope, and it could go a different way. I don't rule out beating the Bucks. I don't rule out beating anybody right now, the way Drake May is playing. And that's where I wanted to spin this. I think
Look
we need
you.
To reevaluate our thought process. Because our thought process is, oh, the Cleveland game. Oh, you know, that could be tougher. That's a real defense. You haven't played a real defense. They're good or what? I think we need to start talking about our defense, the New England Patriots, and how they match up against offenses. The defense has been less dominant, less than what we want it to be this year.
But still solid.
Solid. And you know what helps it be solid?
What's that?
Offense scoring points.
Yeah,
I'm worried about if the defense actually needs to do its damn job and have a key stop in a key situation against like Baker Mayfield. He's a good player. That's a good offense. Could be an even better, healthier offense.
Mm-hmm. Are
you fully confident that this defense can do the job? Because I don't know how you can be right now. Sometimes they look good, and then sometimes they look like Spencer Rattler and Cam Ward are the second coming of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Like,
yeah, I don't understand what the communication issues are, and I don't think this is necessarily the
soft
territory
zone. Like,
you're the boy who keeps calling your boy Zach hardcore. Did that look hardcore to you early on today?
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't great. It was not hardcore. It was softcore porn. It was Skinamax is what it was. It was not hardcore in the least.
Yeah, that was definitely
I didn't care for it.
Yep. That's a tough 3-game stretch right there. And then you get a freebie with the Jets on Thursday night when you get to wear the fancy rivalry uniforms. But then suddenly, all of a sudden, you get a mini bye because you get the 10 days off from Thursday night football to Sunday, November 23rd. You got a game in the jungle, 1:00 in Cincinnati. That may now actually be a much tougher game than before, not because you can't score on the Bengals. Everybody scores on the Bengals. But Joe, old man Flacco and those receivers, they kind of had it going on the other night against the Steelers.
Yes, and that's where I'm saying maybe we need to stop looking so much at opposing defenses and what they're going to do against Drake May and Will Campbell and Stevenson, and maybe start looking at opposing offenses and saying, oh, is Joe Flacco good enough to take advantage? Because I see your boy ML football. Christian Gonzalez is the best player in football, the best defensive player.
We
got to
slow that down.
Like, yes. And forget that. I actually think he's good. I do think he's good. Carlton Davis isn't. Carlton Davis has not been good all year.
No, he's not. He has not been very good, has he?
He falls down. He fell down today. And then he had a PI that, was it a little ticky-tacky? Probably. But I don't. A team like that, as you start to go against teams with multiple weapons at the receiver position and maybe a quarterback that can take advantage of it, that's where I worry that somebody just says, yeah, Gonzo is good, so I won't throw over at Gonzo. Carlton Davis guy, I feel like I can make some money against him, so I'm just going to go at him all day with T. Higgins or however it may be. So, or Baker Mayfield, if he gets his repertoire of receivers
Mike
back
Mike Williams
out there.
Against Gonzo, that's great, but then Ibuka just feeds all day. Or any one of these other guys, for all we know, it could be freaking Tez Johnson or Godwin, or it could be who's the old receiver from the Sterling Shepard? He somehow had a career renaissance. Kate Otten, like that's a potentially dynamic offense
and
they shot out there.
The short pass defense hasn't been great. Cam Ward was picking it apart a little bit early today. Spencer Rattler was taking advantage of it early last week with Chris Olave. That is the area that I think most needs to improve. And I know this has been a developing talking point for us on WEEI Afternoons, as well as here in the Six Rings postgame show. But my confidence in the defense has not reached the level I thought it would. And my confidence in the offense is close to surpassing what I thought it could be. And so I think we need to take a little different viewpoint of this team as
it
evolves.
That's not the way we were supposed to enter the season. If I'm not mistaken, and I am often and frequently, and I own the majority of them.
True
but
that.
Both of us are. It's fine. It's at least we keep each other a company on the companionship of bad takes on occasion.
We probably should stop doing parlays together.
I know. I thought ours was going to win today. The pick six. We'll see. It could be a first. There's a first time for everything. But I think we thought it was going to be a run heavy team, and they would slow play the passing game, and they were going to be carried by the defense instead.
Yes.
The defense kind of puts them in a hole, and then Drake May's like, blanket, I'm not going to worry about this running game coming to life. I'm just going to whip it deep to Booty or to Pop Douglas or something, and it's the deep passing game that has supercharged this offense and helped them elevate to their 5-2 record. Never did I ever deign to think that would be the case for this team, and yet here we are, Andy. They're sitting at 5-2, and Drake May is just knocking out record after record. Wowing an audience one at a time on the road, 4 straight. And once again, if you miss this little statistical here, first time the Patriots as a franchise, as an organization, as a team have ever won 3 straight on the road. Pretty impressive as well. But yeah, the way we thought this was, they're at the record that we thought would be a best case scenario in the middle of October. It's just the way that they got to it was in no way, shape, or form how we thought they'd get there.
Which is why football's awesome, which is why I say it's so fun to be enjoying this again and everything that's evolving. And I did just look up on my FanDuel app. So the Patriots currently have the 8th best odds to make the playoffs in all of football. So that's NFC and AFC. They have the 4th best odds in the AFC. The Bills are -1600 to make the playoffs. Then it goes the Colts at -950 already. Bucks at -900. Chiefs -750. Packers -520. Eagles -520. Rams -385. And Patriots -400. Actually, that's out of order. It's -400 for the Patriots. They have better odds than the Rams. So minus 400. The Patriots are supposed to make the playoffs. FanDuel agrees with me. They think it would be a disgusting disappointment if the Patriots do not make the playoffs.
There were some scores today, by the way. Just want to point out, producer extraordinaire Zach Coe will get you caught up on the NFL scores momentarily when we bring you the latest in trending sports news. But there have been some scores, like some of the ones now in the 4 o'clock hour, as well as, I think that was the finale of the London games.
Yes.
We don't need to remind the audience how little you think of Trevor Lawrence as a franchise quarterback. Did you ever expect to flip on your TV box, your internet, or whatever? Excuse me. And see Rams 28, Jags nothing?
Nope, I did not. But, you know, you just never know what you're going to get with the Trevor Lawrence experience. You'd think you'd get more return on your investment for $260 million or whatever the hell it is. And Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr. Like, they have talent there, and Cohen hasn't exactly hit his stride. He even... They were talking about it during the game, a little bit of a desperation move. I guess on a weekly basis, he shows the team... the game wreckers that are on the other team, like the best player. It could be Max Crosby or whoever you're playing. Christian Gonzalez, game wrecker. This week, he just put highlights of themselves on it and said, we're wrecking our own games. We need to stop wrecking our own games. And Trevor Lawrence is at the head of that pile. He can make great plays. He can look like Drake May. He can look like the good Drake May at times. And then he just misses throws that Trevor Lawrence can't miss as the number one pick and the guy making $250 million. But yeah, that was, and the Rams showed up and showed out. And I know people were criticizing that they showed up late. They treated it like a regular road game and just showed up yesterday and played today. And well, Sean McVay seems to know what he's doing and knows his team because they whooped ass.
Yeah, it kind of worked out for them as well because they didn't have Puka Nacua, you know, Adam Schefter's MVP candidate. And so instead, he just
a little snark
the ball
for Schefty there.
Yeah, well, that's all right. He didn't give. I don't think he showed enough proper deference and love to Drake May as an MVP candidate. And I think that we're treating him as such here. And I'd like to see some other people do just the same. But the Rams just spread the ball all over everywhere today. Davante Adams looks like he's joyfully caught a second or a third wind as well. Out with the Rams as the number 2/1 option for them. No, they're really good. Matthew Stafford almost 40 himself. Boy, I got to tell you, it's a hell of a year for the 40-year-old quarterback club. Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford's, well, I think 38 years old. Some pretty impressive stuff. Anyway, when we come back, we're just going to catch up on trending sports news in a moment. When we come back, we will revisit some pregame storylines about potential trade targets and trade markets for your New England Patriots. Which one do you prioritize? What would be your number one choice? Could it be a receiver? Could it be a pass rusher? Or could it be, as was reported, I believe on Fox this morning, that the Patriots are also in the cornerback market as well. We'll get to all of that. Megan Onalini at 5:45, John Lyons at 6:20. Plus, also, don't forget, in the 6 o'clock hour, it can't be a Six Rings postgame show without Andy Hart's thumbs up, thumbs down, brought to you by our friends at Cars for Kids. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. And right now, this is your trending sports news with Zach Coe.
The coach and the quarterback are heard live here every Patriots Monday. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots keep on rolling with a 31-13 win in the Mike Vrabel revenge game against the Titans. Drake May continues his MVP campaign. He went 21 for 23 with 222 yards and 2 touchdowns, adding 62 yards on 8 carries on the ground. Pats remain in first place with the Bills on their bye week. They'll welcome the 2-5 Browns to Gillette next Sunday afternoon. Elsewhere in the NFL, those same Browns that the Pats will take on next week rolled the Miami Dolphins 31-6, the final. The Chiefs shut out the Raiders 31-0. Jets fall to the Panthers 13-6. Colts beating up on the Chargers 20-3 late in the first half. And the Commanders and Cowboys locked in a shootout 17-8. Cowboys lead at the start of the second quarter. Later tonight, Mac Jones and the San Francisco 49ers host the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday Night Football. Don't forget, you can hear coverage of that one right here on WEEI. Westwood One's coverage begins at 7:30, right after Six Rings. Bruins fell to 3-3 on the season after they lost to the Colorado Avalanche 4-1. Johnny Beecher, the lone goal scorer, They'll look to avoid a winless road trip tonight in Utah, taking on the Mammoth. Puck drop from Delta Center at 7. Finally, the Seattle Mariners looking to secure their first AL pennant in team history in tonight's ALCS Game 6. Logan Gilbert taking the mound for Seattle, opposite rookie Trey Yesavage for the Jays. First pitch from the Rogers Center at 8:03. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
WEEI.com. More Six Rings coming up after this.
The Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
Ward, and that one's intercepted. Picked off by Marcus Jones on the return. And Jones with a deflection interception. And the Patriot defense continues to shine in the Music City.
That would be Patriots Monday and WEEI afternoon favorite. Marcus Jones with another pick. Andy, that price tag is going up by the game. It's a kickoff return. It's a big tackle. It's a forced fumble. It's a sack. It's an interception. Dude's doing it all. And dare I say, I am going to dare to say this, as we've just been doling out the hot takes, the wild predictions, and the dynamic descriptives on the postgame show today. I think Marcus Jones has played the best of anyone on the Patriots defense thus far this year.
I think I would go Milton Williams over Marcus Jones.
Also worth the money.
I think Milton Williams has been phenomenal again today.
He's a damn good football player.
Yeah, he's and all those fears of what happens when he plays more than 48% of the snaps or whatever have been alleviated because he's been really good. Marcus Jones has been very good this year. I don't know what happened on that early touchdown to DK. It's not spelled DK, it's spelled D-I-K-E, but it's DK on that long touchdown, pylon route there, because he was chasing. I don't know if Woodson was the guy who got toasted, and Marcus is just in one of those looks-bad positions because you're the nearest guy. But other than that, I think he's been phenomenal. Even I like about him every week. I forgot who it was today, but he had one of those little situations where he and a receiver – the receiver was kind of blocking him by a pile, and it was one of those, you let go, no, you let go, no, you let go. And they just kept shoving and grabbing each other, and he's got some dog in him, the good dog.
He really does.
WG. Yeah, not the
DG. Yeah, and we even asked Jeremy Springer in our Friday coordinator interviews on the afternoon show if he ever goes up to him, like who the backup punt returner is, and if he ever goes, because of how hard Marcus Jones plays, And if he ever goes up to him and says, like, hey, take it easy, guy. Like, I'm gonna need you on kick returns. You can't be out there trying to tackle people like you're Ronnie Lott or a human missile. But he's been awesome. I always believed in him, but I never thought he could elevate his game to this level. Talk about somebody who has totally jibed, like so many others around him, Andy, with the Mike Vrabel system.
Yeah, and that's Springer brought up, member. You know, that's why he's not returning kicks, because we are trying to keep some of the load down, and that's why we're stuck with Efton Chisholm returning kicks, and we're stuck.
Yeah, that's
with
not
bad
really
kick returns.
That's not happening. I think
also
Travion
today
may have to go back there.
We'll get something out of Travion. Let him do something. Have him do something productive.
Right.
He's not doing anything productive. He's a second round pick, and he's done nothing so far. Also, today felt like, I haven't run the numbers on this, we saw more touchbacks today than we practically have all season in this game.
Yeah, Borogalis and Sly were practically, it's, you know, long gone are the days where you bang it through the uprights on the kickoff, but I didn't see a lot of dropping dimes in the dynamic zone.
And I know they said it was very, that there was a good,
windy,
strong wind, but it couldn't be going in both directions, could it? Like,
no.
One guy was kicking into the wind at some point, and they both were putting him in the end zone. So, yeah, that was interesting, and maybe it was an adjustment. I don't know. But the Chisholm thing, again, little teaser maybe for thumbs down. I'm not a big fan of Chisholm on kickoff returns.
No, I'm an Efton Chisholm stan, but I don't believe that kickoff returns is necessarily his role. We'll look at the trade market in a second, Andy. First, let's go back to the phones. Our old pal David is in Florida. You know, if the Patriots make some trades, I think I know which side of the ball he would like to see them make them on. Hello, David.
Good evening.
It's a pleasure
to hear from
What's up, buddy? It's just the it's really the best.
Yeah, you're better than Scott and Wayne.
Thank you. Better than who? What?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
At any rate, you know, I don't think the offense is overwhelming like so many people are saying. I mean, it's effective, it's efficient, but I don't think it's overwhelming. They only put up 24 points today. Last week, they only put up, what was the score last week? I don't remember. Against Buffalo, they put up 23 points. I don't think the offense is overwhelming. I still think they have a little work they can do in terms of putting up more points.
Oh, they absolutely do.
Thanks
they
for
absolutely
call,
can be better. Absolutely can be better. But
I don't think, we've called them overwhelming, Andy.
No. No, my point was I have more faith in the offense right now than the defense, and they have outperformed my expectations, where the defense has underperformed in terms of my expectations and hopes heading into the year. But no, I think we've talked about the offensive line can be better. The ground game can be better, more diversified. I mean, you're the running back position, you're just kind of getting by right now, figuring out. Is because I tweeted this out. The second run of the game, Ramondre goes around the right side, gets a nice little gain. It was one of like three runs for 30 yards to open the game. And Mike Vrabel comes on the field and goes, hey, and shows him like high and tight. Like he is still coaching the hell out of Ramondre Stevenson to make sure that doesn't go south or sideways or even worse than it's been. And you're getting nothing. You don't have running backs. You don't really have running backs that you have any faith in right now.
Yeah, well, I got to say, though, if Ramondre runs like he did in the first quarter and is able to able to run with that ferocity.
Against
then
the
you
32nd
do,
ranked run defense.
Yeah. Okay, well, they're
not stink.
Gonna, yeah, they stink out.
Might
loud,
as well have been Zavarian's run defense and Drake.
Who knows?
May
it could have been
him.
Catholic Memorial could have a more stout run defense than the Tennessee Titans, especially when Jeffrey Simmons goes out during the game. All right, so real quick, wanted to run this one by you. So I read a couple of reports pregame today doing my homework about what New England could get involved with as far as a trade market, which, Andy, if I'm not mistaken, time's up on that in 16 days. It's always so early in the NFL. It's Tuesday, November 4th. This year is the expiration date for your trade deadline. So before the game, we read from DM Russini, you know, your old pal Diana Russini from The Athletic. Patriots have spoken to teams about pass rushers ahead of the trade deadline. Additionally, New England has been fielding calls on some of their own players, which I think is a touch bit interesting as well. I also read that Albert Breer said the Patriots could be in the market for a wide receiver. Specifically, the two names he mentioned were Chris Olave of the New Orleans Saints, who we saw last week, and get this, Jordan Addison of the Minnesota Vikings. And there is one other report. I apologize for not having the name right here. There was one other report about how the New England Patriots also could be in the market for an edge rusher. So we have cornerback, edge rusher, and wide receiver all mentioned pregame from nationally reputable sources. Even a couple of names floated therein. How do you feel? What would you prioritize? What's your feeling about that potential trade action for these paths?
I love the idea of an edge rusher that could have a positive impact. I think that position is very thin. We talked about it with the Harold Landry injury last week. And Chaisson had a nice day today, and I think he's a pretty good player, but I don't know how much you can rely on him to be impactful in that way every game. I would love to see an impact guy added to a rotation where those three guys were kind of working their way through. Trey Hendrickson is obviously the name that a lot of people want to throw out there, bandy about, the guy who's had 35 sacks the last 2 years. But I don't know. I don't get the vibe.
I don't think
he's
going anywhere, though, now.
I wouldn't if I were them. I think you now have life and might want to convince yourself you can get Joe. I said it the other day. It's going to be like the Celtics. The Celtics and the Bengals should be in the same world. Like, wait, we can hang around and then get Joe Burrow back, just like the Celtics can hang around and get Jason Tatum back later in the year and make a playoff run. The wide receiver thing is interesting. And Jordan Addison is a guy I loved coming out of college.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a strong opinion based on little information. I feel like I set that up.
These are the
nicely.
Best kind. I love that preface, too. Go right ahead.
But there's been some reports of some pretty serious maturity issues for Jordan Addison fitting in Minnesota and what he's doing and how he's kind of handling himself. I want no part of that. Even though I think he's a talent, hasn't this wide receiver room seemingly just matured and gotten its feet underneath it and gelled and all those things, and now you want to bring in a guy that why are they getting rid of him kind of thing, maturity issues, Todd Downing, now you're throwing him a curveball mid-year when he's done a nice job with this group and they're talking about how much they love him, and Booty's talking about how Todd Downing's the best he's ever had, and like all these things are positives, right? Why am I bringing in Addison? Is he that good? He's not that good. If you told me Justin Jefferson had some maturity issues, but you could bring him in, I'd say, well, Todd Downing, good luck. Vrabel, good luck. May, good luck, because I'm bringing this guy in because he's that talented. No, I would like a receiver addition. I don't think a guy that's having those types of troubles is the guy you want to bring in at this point. You know, vibes. We use that word all too often.
Right.
I feel like the receiver room suddenly, after years and years with really crappy vibes, I almost said the S word.
That's okay.
No, it isn't. I mean,
we're close enough to safe harbor, right? I mean, at least you're not Jeremy Springer dropping F-bombs on
Friday afternoon. He's allowed to. He's got a lot of energy. I think there's finally positive vibes in the receiver room. Do I want to upset that by bringing in? And I know maybe Kyle Williams is the guy. Everybody keeps telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Reese, the two Mikes. You do a mic check here. Mike Reese and Mike Giardi. They both keep telling me Kyle Williams is like right on the verge of impact breakout.
He's been I don't know his snap count from today, but you've seen 18 out there a bunch.
Yeah. And has he done anything?
No. I was just thinking he hasn't. No,
he's done nothing. And they may be well sourced and people are telling him what he's doing on practice, and that's great. So maybe they just think Kyle Williams would be it. But yeah, if you could add a receiver, you know, Jalen Waddle is a name that people have thrown out there with the
Dude,
Dolphins.
Dude, Miami is going to have to get, you see how bad, like we all know that Cleveland took him to the woodshed today. Tua Tagovailoa's line was beyond starting the Catholic Memorial quarterback for the Miami Dolphins level bad. And maybe that kid's even good. He gets taken out of the game. Quinn Ewers comes in. They're a mess. Like I'm expecting Mike McDaniel to be relieved of his services any week now, and they're going to have to sell off parts. Which parts they sell? Achan, Jalen Phillips.
Yes.
Judon was a healthy scratch today. They'll try to get a seventh for him. I know.
He's a special teamer at this point.
Jalen Waddle. Like who among them? Would you prefer Achan or Waddle?
Ooh, that's a really good. I think I would take Achan because, as I said, you don't have a running back that you can really have any idea. Like, you go into a game with your fingers crossed at the running back position.
Correct.
Right now. Literally, fingers crossed. And if you could just add a not only a reliable veteran proven talent, but a game breaker and game changer. Like, look at today. Did you see that? There was that one play action pass, I believe, to Mac Hollins, and
that was a beautiful pass.
Well, both linebackers got sucked up because suddenly, A, they suck, but also Stevenson's actually running the ball. If you add a running game to Drake May, and the play action passing game and the boots and the things he can do off of a guy like A-Chain in the backfield, I think that would be a lot of fun. So, you know, that might be my answer right there. Above pass rusher, above cornerback, if you added an impact running back that I can actually have some faith in to rely upon, like A-Chain, I think that would be the guy.
Yeah, they also have Ollie Gordon and Jalen Wright. So they might feel like, hey, we can get through the year with these two guys. They're high on the two recent draft picks as well. They could probably get a second for A-Chain, and considering the roster rebuilding that they're going to need to do on all levels on this team, it could be quarterback, it could be wide receiver, it could definitely be cornerback, might be defensive line as well. I wouldn't be surprised if they at least entertain offers even beyond what the Jets might hear for Breece Hall. And at 0-7, if I'm the Jets, I'm picking up all those calls as well. 617-779-7937. If you would like to make a call and weigh in on the Six Rings postgame show coming up. Speaking of calls, we'll hear from Andy's old pal, my Six Rings pod partner on occasion as well, Miss Megan Onalini. We'll see what she thinks of Andy's new nickname for her segment, what word she uses as a descriptive for this week's game, and some of her other thoughts on trade options, postseason expectations, and the schedule ahead. Megan Onalini joins Fitzy and Hart here on the Six Rings postgame show coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
And we got to earn it every week. We got to earn it every week. It's us versus them. Be on the details. Give me effort and give me finish. We're going to go get five today. Gang on three. One, two, three.
Unofficial Patriots emotional leader and deserve it of a C, but a non-captain nevertheless. Stephon Diggs before the game today with his pregame pep talk. You got Fitzy and Hart here on the Six Rings postgame show. And speaking of pep talks, the unofficial energy, the fire on this show, who kind enough to join us in the 5 o'clock hour each and every week this season, our old pal at Megan_Ottolini. Mego, time to play everybody's favorite game. Well, we'll begin with their favorite game. And then we're going to introduce a new name for the segment that Andy has given you. But first, let's start like we did last week. Oh, you're going to love it. And Andy's going to make
like it's going to be good.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And he's got a great name for your check-in every week here on the Six Rings Postgame Show. But first, let's begin like we did last week. You get one word to describe today's game, a win 31-13 against the Tennessee Titans. That word would be?
Optimistic.
Oh. All right.
I guess
okay.
That's how it's got me feeling. That's how it's got me feeling today. Because I think today, in a lot of ways, even though Mike Vrabel will never, ever say it, was about looking back where he came from and the reflection of what happened with him in Tennessee, what's going on with that crazy ownership, and how far the Patriots have come from being in the position that Tennessee is in right now, which is, oh my God, we're between Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi and we're ruining young quarterbacks and we're turning over coaches, you know, back-to-back seasons. And I have to say, I never expected it to happen this quickly, but they've turned it around so quickly. I feel like they're so much further from the starting point of the rebuild than I expected them to be. And so looking forward, having the coach, having the quarterback, you have to feel really optimistic, not just about this season, but about what that pairing does for you in the future as a franchise.
Ooh, I don't know, Fitzy. Now she seems to have shaken off the nickname a little bit. So last week, last week you came on here and you said concerning was the word.
That was a concerning second half. That was a terrible second half by them. But I don't feel that way today.
We didn't care for that negativity, and this was going to be the negativity segment moving forward. So we'll see where it ebbs and flows, but that nickname could stick, and it may not be your fault. Maybe too much radio with Adam Jones or something like that rubbed off on you. I'll leave it in that corner for now. So therefore, I'm going to ask you a more optimistic question. Do you watch Drake May? And do you ever just like, and I'm, this is not a sexist term because I find myself doing it, just giggle. I've been giggling lately watching Drake May because I watch it and I'm like, it doesn't seem real. It doesn't seem like the guy who last year we were bitching about turnovers and mistakes and missed opportunities can be this perfect. He had a borderline perfect game today. I know he said he'd like a couple back, but he goes 21 of 23. He hits deep balls. He's dropping it in the bucket to Diggs down the sideline. It almost seems like it's too perfect. Is this... I won't say sustainable, but is this just a far more fast-track development for Drake May than you could have ever, ever envisioned at this point in the season?
Yes, because I thought because of his limited experience leading up to this point in professional football and, quite frankly, in college football, that even if he was seeing some favorable defenses, that he'd still be having more hiccups. There's not a lot of goof-ups. And so... I don't know if I definitely say a lot of like, oh, come on. Like, you didn't just make that throw. That's ridiculous. You know, I guess maybe if inside my head, it sounds a lot more like Chris Collinsworth when I'm watching him quarterback, if you watch him call quarterbacks on Sunday Night Football. But I think what we need to keep in mind is that overall, it has been some pretty soft defenses.
Oh, there's the negativity. There's the negativity we were waiting for. Go ahead.
Okay, because you asked me, do I think it's sustainable? I think playing at this rate would be like a really, really huge ask for him for even a pretty soft schedule that you have going forward. You do get some tricky defenses in there, and I think one of them is going to be next week in the Browns. I don't want to just jump ahead from this game because it was a really good win for them, and I think it means a lot for them right now. But with the Browns, you have a really stout defense, and you also have a coach on that side who knows Mike Vrabel real well. So that'll be a really interesting wrinkle looking to next week. But there's just not really anything. The only thing that I think you could say that is even slightly concerning about Drake right now is just that, you know, he keeps hitting his head on the turf. What do you do about that? Football, he plays a very physical brand of football, and it's not like we want him to stop playing that physical style of football because it's what makes him awesome.
Yeah, and Megan, just to interrupt
quick. Please. Yep.
I actually had that text with multiple people because my phone was blowing up. Like, people were like, we're going to the Super Bowl, and then they were like, oh, we're not going to the Super Bowl. He's in the blue tent. Yeah. And I was like, literally, that has quickly become the biggest concern with Drake May. Isn't how good he is or whether he's good enough. It's like... Is he susceptible, or like, are head issues a thing with him? Does he put himself in harm's way? Is he snake bitten? And that is, I think that's amazing that that's where we're at with him. Like, your biggest concern is, hey, can we get him a one of those, what are they, guardian caps
helmets,
or something?
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest concern right now with him.
Yeah, he's really tough. I got to say, honestly, like, maybe I was just being hopeful watching because I didn't want to see almost an entire second half of Josh Jobs, although he did very well for, you know, the two snaps that he was in there. He did three snaps. He did great. I kind of just thought as soon as he went in there that he was going to come out of that tent. Like, I don't know what you guys thought, but I thought, like, Drake, he's going to do everything he can to, like, yep, show that he's tough and that he's with it. And I don't know, you know, you want to keep him safe, and you, for the long term, you want him to be healthy. That's what's most important. But right, for how much we are concerned about the way that he slides and when he takes off and he's unprotected as a free runner and everything, he's a really tough kid.
Yeah, he really is, and there have been a couple of head-on turf issues this year. What did he say to us, Andy, about the – or rather, he said afterwards in the postgame a few weeks ago something about, like, oh, that, you know, I learned how to, like, if you bang your head up, just get up real quick before they get a chance to get, yep, at you. And we were all like, but we want you to make sure that your, you know, your noodles aren't your eggs aren't too scrambled up there, guy. Like, let them take a look at you if they need to be. But
as soon as he like, wagged his head back and forth – he knew that he was going to be in that tent because, yep, that's a big indicator. So
absolutely.
That at least he took a hit there.
It usually is. Yes. The optimistic Megan Ottolini from WEI.com and the Century podcast joining us here on the postgame show. Mego, what is this week's column? I presume there's a column regarding certain elements and aspects of today's game. What is the theme of your musings on this game afterwards?
Well, just that I do think that we should have really high expectations for Mike Vrabel. We've talked so much about Drake over this four-game win streak, and he deserves all of that attention because he is playing out of his mind. But when you think about who Mike Vrabel was in Tennessee and being able to get to the AFC Championship game with Ryan Tannehill, who was 32 at the time, already on his second franchise, and the running game from Derrick Henry through those couple of seasons when he had real success down there, it's just a totally different starting point to me in New England. You have Drake May, who's 23 years old. Like, I don't want to do the Jason Tatum, he's only 19, but it does kind of feel like in that realm of possibility where you go, he's not even getting that much support from the running game. This is the first game where it looked like they had a serviceable running back with Ramondre Stevenson, and they're still just running through these teams that are bottom of the league. So again, like, I almost feel like when you look at the schedule, you go, okay, it's very easy to see. They have six games now against teams that have two or fewer wins so far this season. A lot of them are one win teams so far going into week seven. So you see the Jets twice. Like, it is very conceivable that they're going to be a 10 to 11 win team. Once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen, but scratching the surface of the success that Mike Vrabel might have for years to come in New England.
Certainly,
and I don't think that's getting ahead of yourself.
I don't either. I said it would be a disgusting disappointment if they missed the playoffs, and I now stand by.
Oh, something would have had to go, like, it would have had to be a catastrophe for that to happen.
Yep, but the one area in which I sort of veer to your side of the street of negativity is the defense hasn't been as good as I have expected it to be. Even the last 2 weeks, you know, you let Spencer Rattler move the ball up and down the field. You didn't really force him into many mistakes. This week, early on, Cam Ward was picking apart the zone, picking apart the short passing game. Did we overrate this defense? Do you think it could still come together and be a more elite unit than it's sort of putting forth out there? What are your thoughts on the defense?
Well, they're really special against the run so far. Like, they are doing great in the ground game, which is ironic because they're trying to figure it out with their own running backs. But I think because of that going in, now that they've established that so much, these teams are just trying to pass on them and find the holes in coverage, which they're doing a pretty good job of. One thing that's concerning to me, not to go back to that term and be called, negative, is they have five out of their seven games this season, they've opened up defensively letting the other team score.
Yep.
So whether that's a field goal or a touchdown, they have such slow starts. Like, I don't know what to attribute that to, because you would think that usually in the first quarter, you know, maybe you're a little hyped up or amped up or something, but like you think that you'd be on your P's and Q's. Then you can't say like, oh, we're getting tired, we're getting run down, you know, we lost somebody. It just doesn't really make sense to me how they just don't get up for these first quarters. And then it's a little bit of catch up, and thank goodness your passing game is what it is. But I think that starting slow defensively and having holes in coverage has proven to be a real issue for you. Like, that is real to me.
It has, and the defense seems to be reasonably healthy as well. Obviously, a couple of guys dinged up, you know, between Landry and Anfernee Jennings and, of course, Jalen Hawkins. So they're not at full capacity. And there could be a trade market as well, because you got just over 2 weeks till the trade deadline. They'll need full health because they've got a challenge. I think they have a little bit of a tougher schedule over the next couple of weeks with Cleveland, Atlanta, and then ultimately the Bucks, Mego. But we'll see where things go. Right now, 5-2, surprisingly good. You can give her a follow at Megan_Ottolini. You can read her work at WEI.com. Hear her on the Sunday countdown show 3 hours before kickoff here on WEI and, of course, the Six Rings Pod. Thanks for checking in. Not too much negativity in this week's episode. We appreciate you.
How can you be? Look at that win. That's a different kind of win.
It was. It was indeed. And I hope it won't count. Andy was, I got to say, Mego, Andy was so proud of himself.
I had fun.
See you, Meg. All right. Take care, guys.
You're the best. Thanks for calling. Megan Ottolini joining the Six Rings postgame show. 617-779-7937. If you would like to jump in as well. Got about another 45 minutes of content before we do a little replay action and wrap up. 7:30 Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football coming your way. Don't forget, in the 6 o'clock hour, thumbs up, thumbs down, brought to you by Cars for Kids. I wonder if there'll be more thumbs up than thumbs down. Spoiler, I think there will be. You're not going to want to miss it here on Six Rings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.